It's the last day of school at Herrick Middle School in Downers Grove. With the academic year nearly finished, lesson plans here are on the back burner.
Come over here if you would like your yearbook to be signed.
Okay. All right.
Teachers are signing yearbooks and students are also taking part in a scavenger hunt. But it hasn't all just been fun and games this year at Herrick. Language arts and reading teacher Allison Swade says Common Core really started to make its presence known. She says it brought about some changes in her classroom.
This year, me, myself, as a teacher, I focused on bringing more text complexity into the classroom.
And what exactly is text complexity? For example, Swade says in her class, it meant moving away from having all students read from the same book.
Allowing students to choose what kind of books that they want, so it is meeting their individual level. So, you know, Billy can choose a book that's at his appropriate level, and Selma can pick a book that's at her appropriate level.
Swade recently obtained her master's degree from Northern Illinois University. She says while her district is taking steps to train staff for this newer wave of rigorous standards, much of what she has used this year came from NIU's program. Jennifer Byrne chairs the Department of Literacy and Elementary Education at NIU. She says the university recognizes the importance of preparing their students for the Common Core.
Our students won't get jobs if they walk into a job interview and say, I don't believe in the Common Core standards.
But Byrne says that doesn't mean faculty members don't have questions.
Some faculty feel that they're too homogenous, that the Common Core standards are designed to make everybody the same. I think some faculty think they're too ambitious. I think some faculty think they're too detailed.
Byrne says no doubt some faculty are calling for more research on the effectiveness of the standards. She also says they're telling their students about what they think is good and what they have concerns about. But some experts say even if there is some questioning going on, schools like NIU should be noted for their willingness to integrate Common Core into their programs.
Historically, you know, when you're asking a professor to, you know, teach something new and they're used to their pet course, I think it's natural human behavior that there's some resistance there.
That's Amber Northern. She's a lead researcher with the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, a conservative-leaning education think tank. Northern says they are starting to see a patchwork of colleges and universities embrace the Common Core movement. She says it's important for these schools to get involved and not just leave it up to the school districts.
A lot of these districts are strapped. You know, they're in, you know, high poverty areas, and they don't have a ton of money to put towards professional development, nor do they have the expertise, presumably, that these education faculty possess.
And while the Common Core standards have ignited political debates in many parts of the country, Northern says educators need to stay away from any finger-pointing so that current and future teachers can adapt along with their students. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.